What's trending on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon, I'm Hong Bin-jung, and here's what's trending today. Ever wondered what happens when you mix athleticism with a passion for our precision service? Well, it sounds something like this. Now, that's the sound of 200 Parisian waiters sprinting through the streets of Paris. But it's not your regular race. These waiters had something else in hand. Decked out in their classic black and white attire, they sprinted through the streets with a tray laden with coffee, water, and croissants. Now, the army of waiters, who are the soul of the French capital's many cafes, often get a bad rap, often getting accused of everything from being unable to crack a smile to being downright rude and impatient to their customers. But these garçons de café doesn't just serve your local pastries and espressos. They're competing to restore their reputation as indisputable champions of French hospitality. Why? Well, they can remember the orders of 8 people without taking notes, can carry all the dishes and drinks in one go, and they can manage a busy lunch rush without breaking a sweat, and still find time for a quick cigarette break. And those professional skills were put to the test when Paris organized the Courses des Cafés, marking the revival of a once annual event that challenges waiters to race a 2-kilometer route. Now, 200 of the creme de la creme of city's cafes, classically attired in black pants or skirt, apron, and a white top, took to the streets and alleys of central Paris to compete in the event and entertain the crowds. Now, how does one win the race? Well, the participants not only needed to be quick, but also careful. And any changes to the composition of their tray would impact their final score. Take note that absolutely no spillage is permitted. Now, and as the Paris city government jokingly pointed out, no eating it either. The strict requirements meant the event was less of a run and more of a, you know, speed walk. Paris mayor shared that she tried holding the tray and that it was pretty heavy. There was a part there wherein they had to pass an underway, and you bet there were inevitable calamities. Water spilled and even cups fell. A contestant even shouted they couldn't feel their fingers. There were gasps, cheers, and laughter from the thousands of Parisians who decided to fight the early spring chill to watch the return of this quintessential French event, which was canceled 12 years ago due to budget constraints. Now, what exactly is this event about? Well, the Courses des Garçons de Café, or Café Waiters Race, was first launched in 1914 to highlight the cafes and restaurants of the French capital, according to a French historian. Now, throughout the years, it found popularity not only in Paris, but across France in cities such as Nice, Belfort, and Calais. It's been revived to promote sport and the excellence of French service as the country gets ready to host the 2024 Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games. What if this was actually part of the Summer Olympic Games? Well, what do you think? Do you think it can sprint through the streets with this heavy tray of coffee, water, and croissants? And remember, you can't spill or eat any of those items. Still on What's Trending, do I have any listeners who here are climbers? Well, for those planning to climb Everest this year, we'll need to make some minor changes through their packing list. As new laws now require climbers to bring their excrement down with them from the world's highest mountain in an effort to combat pollution. Now, the majority of those who seek to climb Mount Everest will need a climbing permit costing $11,000 per person, but the overall cost would be around $35,000. To climb the peak, which includes gear, food, supplement, oxygen, Sherpa guides, and other expenses. However, the world's highest peak has a poop problem caused by the large number of visitors and the severe circumstances on the summit, which impede the degrading process. And without the new rules, poop problems will highly likely to get worse. According to a spokesperson from the Nepal Mountaineering Association, approximately 1,200 individuals will climb Everest this season. He explained that each individual produces 250 grams of excrement per day, and that they will spend 2 weeks in higher camps for the summit push. So each climber will be given 2 poop bags that can be used 6 times. And he added that the bags contain chemicals to solidify the human waste and make it odorless. And Nepal's Khumbu Pasanglamu Rural Municipality will issue some 8,000 bags this season. And that's what's trending today.